something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Authority in the Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. I believe the Church of Jesus Christ needs to come to a place of effectiveness and productivity, a place of mastery, because that's what Jesus came to make us. We've got to come to that place. He wants us to mature in the things of God. He wants us to come to a place of spirituality where we are not victims of circumstances, victims to the world. Hallelujah. I'll begin reading from the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1. An area of the Bible that needs to be well understood by God's children. Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him. Now, what do you have there? Is it a full stop right after the word him? What do you have? Okay. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Isn't it amazing that this is what he wants us to know? I'm not sure whether you followed the reading. Maybe I was a little fast for you and you didn't quite notice something there. He says, he prayed to God that the Lord will grant them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge, the full and intimate knowledge of Christ. And then, after the colon, he began to let us know what he was talking about, what the knowledge was to be of. He wants us so much to have insight. He wants us to have revelation about these things. And he wants us to have our spirits flooded with light so we can understand these things. So I'm going to go again, because if he wants us to know this and he thinks it's so important that he would pray that God will grant us the spirit of insight into mysteries and secrets. That's the way the Amplified Translation puts it. Insight into mysteries and secrets. And it tells us what these mysteries and secrets are about. They're about Jesus Christ and his victory and the place he occupies today and his connection with the church. Why does he want this so much? You know, many times Bible scholars tell us we got enemies in three realms, or they say there are three kinds of enemies that we Christians have to deal with. They say these are the world, the flesh, and the devil. Now, if this is true, a simple understanding of these portion of the Bible that I just talked to you about will help you deal with any and every enemy and all kinds of challenges that Christians face. And by the way, there are those who are always having challenges. They're always going through something. Every time they were, I'm going through some challenges. They're never okay. Every time you meet them, oh, they're going through something again. Because they don't know where they are, who they are, and their connection with the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't know. What do you think Jesus came to do? What do you think he came to do? All right, you with me? Can I read it again? Okay, I'll read it this time slowly. I read it the first time the way you read it, and then probably missed some things. So I'm gonna read it slowly, as I want you to get it. Wherefore I also, after I heard verse 15, heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus. Oh, kabon garadis gastas, yes. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, the Lord just whispered something in my spirit. That there's no such thing as being weak in the Lord except for a lack of knowledge. And that if anyone will take these truths and live by them, he would live victoriously and reign in this world in Christ Jesus. That's what the Spirit whispered into my heart, in my spirit. Amazing, God talks to us even while we're still talking. Hallelujah. And he said that for your benefit. In other words, it doesn't matter what you do, what your work is, what your business is, what your ministry is. What he's saying is, if you will take these things, you will ride victoriously. And stop looking at your abilities and your inabilities. Stop looking at them. This is a matter of authority. Are you hearing this? And secondly, there's something about us. We'll get to that. Hello. Are you here? Yeah. I know you are. So it goes, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Okay, now he tells us about what he's praying about. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you. He says, I pray that God may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in knowing him intimately and fully. If that weren't possible, the Spirit wouldn't pray this kind of prayer. And by the way, these prayers that you have in the epistles were not the only prayers that Paul ever prayed in his life. But the Spirit of God picked these prayers because they were important for the church. They were the Spirit's outbreathings for the church through the Apostle Paul. So he goes, the eyes of your understanding, the eyes of your understanding, better rendered the eyes of your heart, being enlightened, flooded with light, okay, illuminated, that ye may know by revelation, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Tremendous riches. Hallelujah. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward? That means it's directed toward us who believe. According to the working of his mighty power, he compares this power that he's referring to the operative power with which Jesus was raised from the dead. Resurrection power. All the demons of hell couldn't stop you. Nothing in this world could stop you. Not even the Roman seal.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.